Illegal Alien Accused of Sexually Assaulting Woman in Motel Room. By Catherine Rodriguez on January 13, 2019. Authorities arrested an illegal alien in Texas on Tuesday for allegedly breaking into a Guatemalan woman's motel room and sexually assaulting her while she held her one-year-old infant. Francisco Maldonado Tojin, 23, a Guatemalan national in the U.S. illegally, was arrested after he allegedly tried to grope the woman and rape her on Tuesday morning, KTSM reported. The woman had been giving her child a bath when the man reached under her clothes and pinned himself to her body, police said. The El Paso Times reported both the victim and the suspect were illegal aliens from Guatemala staying at the Budget Inn Motel in El Paso on behalf of Annunciation House, a local nonprofit providing housing for illegal aliens released by federal immigration officials. The female victim told police she left the door to her room unlocked to let the volunteers go in and out freely. The volunteers reportedly responded once they heard her scream and saw Tojin allegedly flee the scene. Police say Tojin was staying at the motel with his six-year-old son. Officers found Tojin in the room with his son, reportedly not cooperating with authorities asking him to identify himself, police said. Authorities charged Tojin with burglary of habitation while intending to commit a sexual crime and booked him into El Paso County Detention Center on $30,000 bond. His six-year-old son is in the custody of the U.S. Office of Refugee Settlement, according to the El Paso Times. The victim and her child have left El Paso since the incident to be with family in another part of the U.S. Just weeks before his Tuesday arrest, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials released Tojin after capturing him in El Paso. The local Spanish-language news outlet Noticias reported. Breitbart News reached out to ICE officials to confirm whether federal immigration officials placed a detainer on Tojin. If he is convicted of his crimes, the detainer will enable ICE to take him into custody and potentially deport him.